talk, inspiring stories and life-changing conversations. Catch new episodes Thursday on YouTube at 11 a.m. as it sits down with extraordinary guests to explore their journeys, challenges and triumphs. From success stories to the lessons behind the struggles, this is where authenticity meets inspiration. Don't miss out. Follow the KNT One-on-One podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, and hit the bell so you don't miss out on a single episode. The KNT One-on-One podcast. Get inspired. Pulling in all corners of Africa, every single country, bursting with flavor, bursting with music that makes our hearts dance, but also showcasing some of the very best, whether it's Nigeria, it's Namibia, it's Tanzania, or Zambia. We bring you a fusion of every single African, bringing you the very best of music, the Afrofusion, the heartbeat of African hits. Vibe with me, Shekinah, every Sunday from 14 to 18 hours. Also, you get to spice up your playlist as I bring you the Afrofusion Top Trend Countdown, where I play you the top hottest songs from any African country. Power FM Livingston brings you the best mix of music, entertainment, and affordable advertising rates that appeal to your business needs. Power 102.4 FM carries a unique fusion of local and international content that provides you with a unique spectrum of programming that is reflective of all your advertising needs and more. Get real value for your money. Relax and let Power FM Livingston do all the work. Advertise with us today. Call us on 0963-495741 or email us on info@powerfmzambia.com. Power FM Livingston, the tourist capital number one. Tourist capital number one.
91.3. Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be your prisoner.
On Power FM, bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Forum for Democracy and Development has condemned alleged politically motivated arrests by the UPND government. The Livingstone City Council has intensified its crackdown on illegal taxi ranks. In international news, Tanzania's president has warned activists from Kenya that she will not allow them to meddle in her country's affairs. In sports, Botswana's F&B Premier League side Suwa Flamingos Football Club has thrashed talk that it had fallen out with head coach Nikola Kavozosic.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma.
The Opposition Forum for Democracy and Development has voiced serious concerns over what it calls the systematic and politically motivated arrest of opposition politicians by the United Party for National Development government. FDD's Information and Publicity Secretary Cesar Liteta warned that these actions are discouraging the participation of women, youth and persons with disabilities in the political arena. Mr. Liteta criticized government for creating an environment of fear among political actors who dare to challenge its policies of governance. He underscored that Zambia's constitution guarantees citizens that right to freely associate politically and to access information on governance without intimidation. He further condemned the selective enforcement of laws aimed at silencing dissenting voices, describing this trend as a serious threat to Zambia's hard-earned multi-party democracy.
The systematic political incarceration of opposition politicians by the UPND government is deterring interest to participate in politics by women, youths and persons with disabilities at a time when, as a country, they are caused to increase the marginalized groups' participation in politics. The UPND government has opted to instill fear in political players as long as they are critical of their policies and position on governance issues. Under a multi-party governance system, the UPND must not expect or to be on their side and must equally embrace divergent views. At a time when Zambia is grappling with congested prisons, the UPND government is busy further filling up prisons with opposing political players, some of them based on cases allegedly committed on the floor of parliament where they enjoy immunity as members of parliament. How then are we going to encourage participation in politics if players risk incarceration at any minute? One cannot question or inform government on any issue as you risk being incarcerated.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to establish a commission of inquiry to investigate the ongoing challenges at ZESCO. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Goma explained that this inquiry is long overdue, especially in light of the emergency tariffs introduced to reduce load shedding, which have unfortunately failed to deliver the intended relief. Mr. Ngoma added that despite increased financial burdens on consumers, the power supply remains unstable and unreliable. He said ZESCO's inability to provide consistent electricity has had severe repercussions on the economy, businesses and households across Zambia.
We would like to urge His Excellency President Hakainde Hichilema to establish a commission of inquiry to investigate the current state of affairs at ZESCO. ZESCO is a strategic national asset, and we hold the body and the managing director accountable for its stewardship, and therefore we would like to put it on record that many Zambians have lost confidence in the current ZESCO board chairperson and his team. In light of this development, we urge the government to declare load shedding a national disaster. The impact on the economy, on the local economy, businesses and the households cannot be overstated. Many have lost jobs, businesses have shut down. The economy has suffered significantly. It is imperative that the UPND administration addresses load shedding with the urgency it deserves. ZESCO's priorities must be realigned to prioritize the local power supply over exports to our neighbors. The current situation where Zambians face prolonged power outages while power is exported is unacceptable.
The Livingston City Council has intensified efforts to clamp down on illegal taxi ranks operating within the district, following rising concerns over the proliferation of unregulated public transport points across the city. Speaking in an interview with Paratham News, Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Melvin Mukela confirmed the council has already begun enforcing measures to dismantle unauthorized taxi ranks. He underscored the critical need to restore order and safeguard the well-being of commuters and other road users. Mr. Mukela said the council is currently engaged in